Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. Tyson Harley on the road with a quick alert of truth. Alert of truth. A quick likelihood of truth. This is really strange how timing can work. It's that while I've been trying to get on Substack more, I've been listening to my old episodes in 2020, 2021, 2022, and so on about COVID and the overreaction to COVID and all that big pharma just corrupt criminality. And so I've been doing that here and there going, well, maybe I'll just do some flags. Like, here's a reason to listen to this one. Here's a reason to listen to this one. Also, I have an episode under oath, but I curse so much under oath. I guess I was thinking of Fauci, because the reason I was cursing is because of him. Of course, he's been, quote, under oath and doesn't care. So that's coming out too. But in the meantime, I'm like, let me listen to some of my old stuff. Maybe I'll do some teases for it and people will listen to the rest of my library. And in the meantime, also, I've taken on a cat, an old cat, from my mother. My mother lives in, like, a retirement area, and it's in a building where you are sharing a hallway like apartments. And all of a sudden, the management is complaining because neighbors are complaining, her house smells. Turns out her old cat is mostly blind and mostly deaf and is not making it to her litter box. Always really good. Always really good using her litter box, but she was not using it. So in order for my mom to stay, I took on this old-ass cat. And the cat now has new surroundings. There's no chance she won't get lost in the surroundings. So she's stuck in my kitchen. And it's really cramping my style because I have to put a new litter box there. And now my other cat that's twice as big as her is not using his litter box, which was in the different area away from the living space, and but I can't, I've got to put it there because otherwise when she misses the litter box, which she does, the old lady, then she will pee on the floor, which she has, and as a result of that we will have a ruined wood floor if she wasn't in the kitchen. So I'm thinking of ways to knock down this smell. Candles can do it. 420 candles can do it. Find some candles that somebody, some weed shop carries. And those are your chance to knock down smell. And in fact, that's what I was doing for the other litter box when my buddy happened to use the other litter box. It's like, hey, clean it, but also use these candles. And so I'm thinking the candles. And then I think, wait a second. I hear about another reason for what's called activated carbon, and I see some Substack about carbon, and particularly activated carbon, and what it is charcoal almost, but not exactly. So this charcoal almost, but not exactly, it turns out, you want to keep a little bit of charcoal on hand, or this activated carbon, for poison control, because it adsorbs with a D, like ABCD, adsorbs anything nearby because it's got a miraculous amount of surface area per if you zoomed out and thought this was the shape. In reality, it's got a lot of surface area, like 100 times what you'd think because it's so porous. So I look at this activated carbon aspect and go, later on, I realized, wait a second, you use it for poison control. Don't take it always, because anything will stick to it. But if you just took a poison, you've ingested poison accidentally, or come upon somebody who might have, the one-way ticket through the system once is good. It's going to take away minerals, it's going to take away other stuff, but it will take away the poison. And it's this incredible thing where within a half an hour, it's basically full recovery. And within an hour, still high recovery. Because going through your system and it's absorbing these things, and when that's poison, that's a good thing. On a daily basis, it's a bad thing. It's absorbing nutrients. So then I realized this high surface area thing, why would it not work for odor? It turns out it does. But just wait for it. It's impossible. So I go, okay, activated carbon. I look it up. and it's made for different things. This reason, that reason, another reason, and then you can go to specialty activated carbon sites, and you can find one that says, this is best engineered for cat litter smell. And like, boom, that just happened. That just happened, yeah. I just thought it might work for smell too, if it's going to grab everything, and it absolutely does. So I'm thinking I'm going to get activated carbon. Turns out you mix it with your litter a little bit, allegedly, and it can really, really work. And then that will cut down versus the candle smell, you know, or in addition to candle smell. I won't need as many candles, and my life won't be so cramped. And then I'm listening to my older episodes. And what do I hear? I hear graphene oxide, which is, of course, all over the place. This is the same graphene where I tell you it's 50 by 500 nanometers or something like that. And it's like one atom thick. It's the carbon razor blade. It is the nano blade. A nano blade is used. This is the same graphene oxide that when you look in industrial applications, you can find it in environmental science type journals that say this is used in computer manufacturing, but it is very toxic. And so we've got to be very careful that it doesn't get out into the environment because it's just too small. It's unnaturally small. It is very toxic. And now, granted, this is in the not necessarily the nanoblade version, but certainly these carbons knocked down to nano size, all right? Then we find out that the nanoblade, of course, is a potential drug carrier, and that it's in graphene oxide is probably the carrier of the RNA. It's probably what's on it. Now, I've had different episodes. I can't remember how much and how far I've gone into proving that, but likely, because they talk about how it would be a good, quote, adjuvant, and then they talk about trying it as an adjuvant, at least scientifically, like just experimenting, and then you have to wonder whether it's there, because the whole thing is spectroscopy has shown graphene is inside the formulas for the vaccines. So we find this shit's bad. So far, only one thing I have to beep out. I've been trying to beep out my stuff lately, and that's why the episode that's really long that I've been trying to get through and get put up there is not yet up there, because I cursed an awful lot. I'm trying to be a little bit more refined, and when I'm not refined, I'm trying to beep it out. So it's taken me a while, because that's an hour and 50-minute episode. So in that context, it's very bad for you. And then I'm listening to an old episode about this graphene oxide or graphene dioxide, and I hear the term activated carbon, and I say it multiple times talking about the journal article, and it had skipped my mind. This is where I say the timing is good. So I think it's possible, this is your possibility of truth here, that just like fluoride, where they find an industrial waste that, yeah, might have some unrefined fluoride in it, but also has lead and antimony and other things in it. And just like the industrial waste that is human excrement from human waste products, human waste plants, where in order to help process that water that's been mixed with human waste, they use algae and bacteria and these types of things. And as a result of that, it, yeah, grows B12. But they, in order to refine it, use cyanide. Okay? They use cyanide to, quote, refine the B12. And so it's called cyanocobalamin. And does it have some toxicity after it's used for that purposes? Yes, they admit to that. Is it the same as cyanide? No, but your body does have to deal with it. Don't worry, though. You're taking it in very, very small doses, except now that most of the B12 you find in energy drinks is not methylcobalamin. It's cyanocobalamin. So what is that? That's an example of finding industrial waste in waste products and coming up with an excuse to call it something that should be ingested by humans. And so now where are we? What did I say about activated carbon? It has many uses. It is related to graphene oxide, the same graphene oxide that in environmental journals, they admit that this is an environmental problem if we don't keep it contained. And what am I telling you? It is called activated carbon. And if you look up activated carbon, the alleged applications for it, there are probably 10 to 15 main applications. Now, for any one of those, do I know that's a nanoblade? No. But I'm telling you, this is going to be something, and it would be a parallel. Get rid of industrial waste by calling it something that is useful and only looking at the part that is useful. Never mind that it's too small for the system and it's nano size. And when you look up how activated carbon in the context of making litter and other things is created, they don't say this is the same nanoblade, this is nanoscale. They might actually, but not the part that, not when I read. That's why I was surprised by the activated carbon in my old episodes. They just say, oh no, it's another process. It's like charcoal, because charcoal also has a lot of surface area. That's why it can hold the heat. It can light and stay lit for so long because it has so much surface area. But it's also usually mixed with like kerosene and stuff like that, right? It's also got some fuel that contaminates it. And so that explanation says, no, it's not exactly charcoal. Another process has been done to it. Now, it might be that activated carbon has two different meanings, but have you heard of that term otherwise? And have you heard of it until the last 5 or 10 years? So I have a feeling that they overlap, and this is industrial waste, and they're giving it a new name. And when it is industrial waste, that means it is nanoscale materials that we're using on the regular for a bunch of different reasons. And if we inhale it, it may not be the nanoblade, but it is still too damn small for your body. It is unnaturally small. It is a size that almost never would be made in regular nature. And I have a feeling this is just the way to get rid of these, come up with something else we can manufacture, and who cares if it's damaging for us? We'll see where that goes. I'm going to look into it more. Okay, guys, thanks for listening to Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley.